Mexico.
Mexico? Okay. Please tell me your name.
My name is Daisy.
Okay. What inspired you to learn another language?
I mean, I grew up knowing Spanish because that's the way I was raised. My parents both knew Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, when I started pre-K, that's when I had to learn English. Like, that's just the way it is.
So, like, do you feel speaking Spanish is, like, your key into the Mexican culture?
I mean, I think it is a part of it. Like, I mean, like, also language, food, tradition, all of that. I just feel like, I don't know, to me, when I, like, the norm, I don't know, it's so weird, like, the way I used to think, like, the norm was everything, like, white people do, mm-hmm. I guess, like, because yeah. I remember, like, mm-hmm, like, change, like, I remember, like, for instance, like, and then Halloween, they celebrate Halloween, like, here, but mm-hmm. in Mexico, it's Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
But, then, like, no one knew what the fuck that, like, no one knew what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'm like, okay, so, and then, like, if someone did know, they just, like, made fun of it. And like, I think that kind of shined me away, because people would make racist, like, children.
Yeah, that's racism, bro. Yeah. You can't make fun of a whole culture.
Yeah, and, like, and then, like, they would, like, like, and then, like, there's, like, and then, like, people, like, I don't know, people are kind of racist, so that kind of, I think that kind of also shied me away from it. Like, I think I was, like, afraid to be myself. I guess, like people like they make fun of sombreros or like,
yeah,
like that, and like literally like the whole attire, like a culture is not a costume, you know, and then like,
yeah, and they dress up in like, yeah, the thing with the sombrero,
mm-hmm,
and it's like,
okay, so like it's not okay, and like it used to be kind of more normalized, now and now people are like becoming more aware that it's not okay, I guess.
Yeah, I mean PC culture has its benefits. It's really messed up, because, like, now everyone knows what Dia de los Muertos is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I get it, though, like, in middle school and elementary school.
Mm-hmm. I think things are different now, but they're better.
Yeah. They are better. I mean, it just, yeah.
In some aspects, but, like, I don't know, people aren't as openly racist, I guess. Unless they're, like, there's some people that are, but, like, people were more subtly racist before. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
That does make sense, because it's, like, even from now to like the early to like the late 90s when we were born, even to like the little part of the early 2000s, people was racist, like,
yeah.
I know I'm not crazy, like, people used to make fun of like, oh, Mexicans drink all the time,
mm-hmm,
used to make fun of like everybody that wasn't white.
Yeah, like white was the thing, like what was the norm, and like if you weren't white, like culture or whatever, if that's even the thing, like it wasn't okay.
Mm.
Mm.
Do you feel more in touch with your culture when you speak Spanish?
Like, I don't know, like, with black culture. When you walk into a classroom, I feel like you should say hi to your professor. Like, if the class hasn't started yet, you're mm-hmm. whatever. But, like, you're supposed to say hi to people.
Yeah.
But then no one does.
No one does. Well, you know what? Hi, Daisy. Hi, how you doing? Oh, I got another question.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you feel like speaking Spanish
mm-hmm.
helps you engage in your culture more?
Yeah. I need to incorporate both sides of both languages. So,
like, no. Okay. I think that's been 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I like?